How dare you, Uncle Nick?
How dare you, Riku? Okay, today I'm doing songs for Thanksgiving Day show that's coming out on Thursday or today when you're listening to it. And this one's about being thankful for your friends, even the ones you might have lost. So here we go. Thanksgiving, everybody.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Gobble, gobble, robble, robble, podcasting live from Turkey Day and the Dogwater Studios. This is the Worst Little Podcast Thanksgiving Edition. I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and with me, of course, are all my good friends. I've got Cadillac Ken. I've got Josh in town for the holiday. And Rick's in the studio, as well as members of the cast from Golden Girls. And yes, there's that Nick guy, too.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hi.
Greetings.
How is everybody?
Hola.
Awesome.
You're pretty energetic tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Was it all the speed cool. you did before?
Did you get a nap?
I did not do any speed.
Save a little bump for the
I
morning.
Had a very long weekend and I slept like 12 hours today. So
you did have a long weekend.
Yes.
You did have a long weekend.
It was a great rock and roll weekend.
Yes.
Yes, and I certainly hope nobody out there posts any pictures of me wearing jean speedos behind the bar
Please
at HQ during the
In other words, he's looking for pictures of
Please
himself.
Yes.
It was fucking glorious. It was amazing.
I mean, I don't know if anybody's pictures would turn out because of the glare of white from the flash reflecting off of my skin. But
yeah, when they said onesies, they meant pajamas, right? Not
yeah. That, I found that out too late. Yes,
just, it meant just one piece of clothing.
It was kind
of
cold that
That's
night.
That's okay.
Too.
Shelby wore lingerie too.
Not inside the bar. It was not.
I got to put Shelby's corset on.
Mm. Hot.
That was
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
I got to watch that.
No, you didn't. That's okay.
Of course not. You've got a good job.
Huh? I drove through yes. downtown that night and saw a lot of people dressed up with the.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great, successful event. Thanks for everybody who came out. Also, want to thank Faith Reno Moore and the Moron Brothers for the show on Friday night. We had a blast over there. And if you've not caught these two amazing Reno cover bands, you absolutely should. Faith Reno Moore is just dead on. So good.
Faith No More. And it what's so the other bad. One?
The Moron Brothers. They do NOFX and Vandals covers.
God,
and the place was packed. I was like... It's a
yeah,
great fucking
was,
show.
Was there hella mosh pit action with the NOFX songs make people mosh?
It was a lot of people in their 40s. So,
oh, yeah?
No.
There's a little bit of that.
But there are a lot of people having a good time.
Moshing will die because I don't think young people do it and old people can't anymore.
I'm too broken for moshing in the past.
Yeah, and then after that was Captured by Robots, which was
yeah, that was over
awesome.
At Jubs. That was pretty fantastic.
So cool. You saw that too, Roy?
I came in at the tail end of it.
Wait, were you there, Nick?
No, I did not go.
Okay.
But I mean,
yeah, I came in at the tail end,
I know
too.
That you went.
Yeah, so. For like a little bit. But, yeah.
What else? Oh,
what else?
I got to say hi to Jay, but I didn't really see the show.
Does anybody know if anybody beat the robot at drumming?
Heard yeah. Robot.
I doubt it.
I missed that part.
I missed that part, too.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Probably not.
He's the fastest drummer in the world. That robot.
Faster than Jordan Rice from BOHJ?
I think he's faster than the dude from Bucket Slayer.
Good old BOHJ.
All you have to do is turn a knob if you want him to go faster.
Yeah. Same with Jordan.
Well, that'd probably be a good challenge. It's like that guy who played chess against a computer.
Yeah, that's where my mind's going. What'd you do, Nick? What did you do this weekend?
Well, I just want to say, like, before the weekend, though, me and Rick went to a podcaster table panel thing that was really, really fun up at the UNR. And those kids are fucking making cool-ass podcasts.
Yeah. Dude, what one do you remember?
I remember the one with the guy and his dad.
The guy and his dad was rad.
And what was their premise?
It was just him talking to his dad, so it was two different
that
generations.
That sounds like a good-ass show.
What a great
but
idea
it was
for a
about,
podcast.
Yeah. Wasn't it just about like the daily events or something? Or
right,
how
current,
to fix the world or something?
Current event stuff.
You guys remember the name of the show?
I don't think it's out yet.
Okay.
No, and I think they are all available somewhere, but we never got... They just told us what they were. I didn't get like, and here's my URL.
They were up at the Reynolds School of Journalism, where Nico Columbant puts on this panel once a year, and he's the... it's the only podcasting class at UNR.
Now, I thought that... Now, this is me being stupid. I just read the thing and thought, oh, wow, it's a podcasting thing. I'll go and learn stuff about podcasting. It's like going to be a bunch of people
doing
podcasting.
Oh, you didn't realize you were a panelist.
Right. So I walk in the door, and they're all... No, you sit over here. Yeah.
Who's going to teach you anything about podcasting?
And what's your name? Well, I don't. I can learn stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I thought it'd be fun. We'd all talk. Like, it was going to be a group get together. I didn't get that it was like a class, and we were. I didn't understand.
Wait, then wait, you did it. You did really well, though, Rick.
Once I realized what was going on, I loved it. Those kids were so cool. They were, and we got to talk about. And then I was like, okay, now put on your act like you know what you're talking about hat.
Mm-hmm. Like, and unlike here, they all listened. About.
I'm glad you found where I put that hat, because that's where I always put on every year when I go in
there. I'm sad awesome. I missed it.
One of the other kids was a bartender, and his show was all stories of him and other bartenders telling stories about clients that they can't tell people.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that does not sound like a great show.
Yes.
No, that sounds like a show that can get you in trouble.
Yeah, but, the names will be changed to protect the guilty.
Right, sure.
Yeah, and we did run into a friend there, too.
Oh?
Nick Eng.
Oh, yeah, Nick Eng from the show.
Right.
But like, at one point, Nick leans over to me. I'm so nervous. I'm sitting up there just staring and shaking and trying to act like I'm cool. And then and Nick leans over to me and goes, is that Nick Eng?
He looks a little older.
I think it is.
He's filling out a little bit.
15 when he came in here last year.
So I guess so,
It was a couple years ago
or something. Bob was there. Bob Conrad from This Is Reno.
Zoinks and Psychiatric Petting Zoo.
And Bob, that was part of me being comfortable. First fucking thing, I walk in and Bob goes, oh, you should sit over here, Rick, next to me. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking great. I'm so... And then he says, and then he leans over to me and he says, man, that Pink Awful album sounds amazing. I'm like, man, I think I can do this. So thanks, Bob. For
I heard
feel
you
good.
Were great. I wish that I could have been there, and I wish that there was like video or something. Is there? Did they record it or
no?
A podcasting class didn't record any of this shit.
It would have made a great podcast.
Hey Nico, I know you listen to this, so mental note: next year, let's do it, the podcast panel as a podcast. It's your yearly series.
Oh, and something that Nico suggested. He leaned over to me and he said, "You're archiving the Reno music and art scene. Why don't you get a grant? Because they'll just give you free money to do what you're already doing." And I thought. I just looked at him like a deer in the headlights, like, you can do that?
Yeah, you should do that.
So we're, does anybody, know? Because I have no fucking clue what
that
means.
We'll talk after the show.
Can't tell everybody else out there how to do it or they'll stop doing it.
Then this would be welcome to the grant writing podcast.
You're a grant writer, right, Rick? Or Rory?
Oh.
Anybody,
I'm a writer.
Anybody?
No, we can figure it out.
We could talk. There are things I've already worked on.
Dude, if we get a ton of money, I won't take it like the Patreon money. I'll share it with all you.
It doesn't quite work like that, Rick.
Anyway,
let's turn to the other folks in the room.
There's people here?
There are people
here.
Oh, hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Nobody played the game with you, Rory.
No, I know.
Are we supposed to do the harmonies?
No, fuck you. It's done.
I don't know what a harmony is.
No, it's done. The moment is lost.
Swing and a miss.
Introduce yourselves for the audience so they get to know your voices.
I'm Ian Sorensen. Do I have to add on
voted
to that?
Best comedian.
If you like.
Oh, please don't take it to there, man.
Best comedian on the best podcast.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Yes. Cross promotion,
anyone? And wonderful DJ and on-air personality over
Thank
at
you
100.
Thank you very much.
Won the X.
Yeah, 100.1.
Didn't you win best DJ?
No. Oh. Not, I was nominated.
Who won?
It was Bella Rios from, I couldn't tell you what station she was.
Do we have to kill them?
Huh.
Like, is that
there's going to be some bad blood.
It was Famous Dave.
Ditter Dave got second, but hey, that's not too shabby.
That's not bad.
No, no. Yeah. And then yourself, sir.
I'm Chris Daniels. Hi,
Chris.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Of yoga and shamanic fame here in town.
Yes.
You have to do something else because Ian looked really good. You have to, what else do you do?
Oh, well, I won best minister spiritual advisor.
Yes, exactly.
So, holy fuck. You know, there's that.
Welcome.
I won bunch of winners my here. Category. So,
so far,
you know,
everybody here won an award.
You know, and welcome to my holy home, you know, the Reverend Rory's, chapel.
The sacred ground. I love it. It's
beautiful. The license plate above his head tells it
I do. I know. I'm staring right at it. It's a reminder. Every time I look at you.
This is where Rory sits.
And then you, sir, who looks like a sad deer in the headlights, who's just waiting for the car to get it over with.
What'd you win?
I'm Bill Ware, and I got a plastic trophy once for being best director.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
By someone
all
I took
we got was a
and
piece
bribed.
Of paper to put on the wall.
Oh, you did for last call?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
You're my favorite director, Bill.
Thank you, Nick.
I've loved everything I've ever seen you direct.
Aw, thank you.
I've always liked working under you.
I know, that's why I keep casting you.
Oh, we get to the gay stuff early.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we actually
and
made it pretty far
time.
This time. Yeah. Probably a lot faster.
Well, hey, I am thankful you guys are all here in the studio to promote our the next big GLM project here. Golden Girls Live? Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Please.
But, it's
let our audience know more.
How could that possibly be holiday related?
How's it holiday related? Well, let me tell you.
What's
fuck.
Better than sitting
the iconic...
in your Snuggie and watching Golden Girls?
There's nothing. There's whenever you are down on life, whenever you feel like this world is in a state of chaos, or you feel like there is just not hope, you watch a Golden Girls episode,
fuck
and
yeah.
suddenly you feel better about the state of affairs of this world.
Just grab the old second season off your DVD shelf and throw it in. That's what I do.
Yes.
Were you guys able to find wicker furniture?
We are currently looking for wicker furniture.
Shit.
I know.
That is so important.
And that,
if anybody out there and has wicker furniture, please
yes.
wicker. Contact
yes.
Good Luck Macbeth.
Just make us some. That would be great.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just whip some up
start
in your garage.
Start weaving right now.
You can find that in the wicker district.
Hey, look, they put a Pier 1 Imports.
You probably find some at the landfill.
I think that's where the wicker district is.
It's hard to find. Well, it's usually on fire.
It's right next to the tire fire, so yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But so please do be explaining the show here then. I understand it's directed by our good friend, the lovely Ashley. Mm-hmm. Ashley James.
Yeah, where's that bitch?
No, I don't know. Where is she?
Too good
fuck,
for
Ashley?
This show.
Finally.
Directing a rehearsal, maybe? I don't know.
That we should be
wait,
at right
we're
now.
Not at the rehearsal?
She was going to get her five-timer jacket tonight, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really, and we like, it was a satin jacket with her name embroidered on it and everything. Yeah. Well, too bad, Ashley.
I'll wear it. I'll rock it.
And it's a shitbird stuff. this cast is opposite cast or please
yes.
be explaining.
The girls are, so it's the two holiday episodes from the series and all
that's
of,
why it's holiday related.
That's why it's holiday related. And all the Golden Girls are played by men. And so that's the way that we parody the television mm-hmm. series to add a little bit more gaiety. Speaking of holidays.
Holiday gaiety, of
course.
Right,
because you can never have enough gaiety in your holiday.
No.
And
or figgy pudding.
We're going to serve that. Actually, we're not going to do cheesecake bites anymore for our VIP. It's going to be...
figgy pudding?
That's correct. It's going to be a thing.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
I
that's
was waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's two episodes, I assume, with an intermission in the middle.
Yes, and then actually, Ian, who's playing Sophia.
I'm playing Sophia, the mom.
Oh my
god, to Dorothy,
dude, you play all of my hits in my car, and you're gonna play Sophia too.
You know what? I can do it all,
dude. If you could just make sushi, I need you in my life.
That's actually what I'm working on. That's my next project.
Fuck, dude. Imagine if you
and he's a... Baldrick,
dude. I know, oh. I know. Shaved head. And yeah, and massage therapist and make sushi.
Rick's
that's
gonna
best.
Masturbate to you
Renaissance
every day
man.
For the rest of your life.
Nick,
I'm gonna
put the beer box on.
So in intermission, we want to make it worth their while. So I'm gonna run. It's bingo, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna run
intermission
bingo.
Intermission
yeah.
bingo.
Hell yeah!
And I'm gonna be so salty and Italian mom. And what do you mean you won? You know, so, that was a little Jewish actually, but.
I like that.
Yes. That's excellent. That'll be a lot of fun. And now, because you brought it up, will there be a VIP treatment at this show as in previous shows this season?
There is. So we're going to do the VIP front seating with champagne and cheesecake bites.
Mm.
I know.
Excellent.
I know.
Ian, I'm taking your lady friend on a date.
Oh,
opening
are
night.
You?
So we're going to get VIP and eat champagne or drink champagne and cheesecake.
Do it
while
to
we
it.
Watch you like slave away on stage.
I'm going to just yeah. stare like into your eyes as I perform.
I think
all
I need
of the
to get
cutting,
myself a blue tinted wig.
Cheesecake.
All of the cutting one liners just directed at you.
Yes. All right, deal.
Cool, I can't tell you how exciting this is. I can't tell you how many nights I spent like cuddled up to my ex-boyfriend while we watched episode after episode.
I can.
Right. You could always hear it through the
through
wall.
Through the fucking wall. As I'm trying to sleep or get it on with the girl I brought home that night.
Thank
there's
you for
the
being
gold.
A friend.
It's so hard to be sexy when that comes on.
I don't know. I think it creates a nice ambiance.
Once Blanche comes on, the sexiness.
Meanwhile,
just
well, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the young woman you're climbing on top of is like, "Wow, he's so sensitive. Living with gay people like that." But yeah, this is. I was so excited when I heard about this. I can't fucking wait to go and spend an evening watching you guys do this. And I love those holiday episodes too.
Yeah, they're great.
I mean, I've seen them 100 times, so this is. So I'm going to be judging
so,
you by.
So
everything.
Are you going to come on stage and join us? Because there's a few audience participatory moments.
Yes.
Oh, I really hope Rick does that at home and not on stage.
Sit up front, Rick.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. I can't wait. So yeah, I'm thrilled about this, you guys. So is there going to be a ton of performances?
And,
or
now, are you all cast members in this, correct?
Yeah,
who are you?
I'm Blanche Devereaux.
Uh-huh. See, there's the
whore.
Ginger sex
not a whore,
factor.
She's just
that's
experimental.
Right.
Yeah.
No, she's a whore.
Bring the ginger fire.
I do.
Oh. I'm Dorothy.
Really? I'm shocked.
Acerbic and bitchy.
You just said that so matter of factly. I'm Dorothy.
Always so negative, Dorothy.
Could have said I'm Maud, and we'd be the same thing.
Exactly.
What about Mr. Nick Ramirez in the back?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Do we want to reveal that, Nick?
No.
I mean, do you want to keep
is it a secret?
I feel like we should keep.
Oh,
keep
bleep it out,
chest.
Rick. Bleep it out in the episode. What I just said.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, good. Hi, it's me, Nick.
I think we revealed nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, you know.
But is there a chance that Nick is in the play?
I'm in the play.
Nick is part of the production.
I shaved my face and cut my hair for nothing.
I was going to say, you looked very, like, clean today, Nick.
And your legs felt smooth this morning.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. And, did we meet Sophia yet, or did that happen?
Oh, you. Yeah.
That was the beginning. Yeah. That was the first one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucking, so we got everybody in the cast that's here today. We're missing Rose, because she's in Australia.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
who's
supposed
playing
to reveal
Rose?
That.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah, I
Allen.
Don't know what the rules.
Luke
are.
Allen. Yeah,
I don't know.
Nice. Lucas Von Allen.
Okay,
wonderful.
This is a full moniker, and he's delight. Like we did a reading. It was more. We just went over lines, but everyone was more in character than they've ever been. And we were just sitting on a couch, and Luke just effortlessly optimistic as Rose.
Wonderful.
And but
upsettingly
so,
optimistic.
Like almost to a psychotic degree.
Yeah.
Right. I was upset.
Yeah.
He's got the eye thing going on for sure. Those big eyes.
He's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah. It's if we're laughing this much, just even with the same material we're hearing over and over, like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I think people are gonna really enjoy
it. It's
gonna
be a fun
show.
Excellent. I cannot wait.
Rose has the best lines always. It's fucking like every episode would just be like,
"This is a bring a date show, fellas."
Oh, totally.
This is a we'll get you laid for Christmas kind of show. Yeah,
that's actually how we're advertising it.
I'm hoping to meet my future ex-husband because lots of gay men will go to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I really.
Yeah. 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 When people tell me they don't like Golden Girls, I shun them from my life.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
I just don't need that negativity.
Because no. Fuck those people.
You know, I have a confession to make.
Oh I know, already know what it is.
Somebody's getting shunned. I have only ever seen like 2 episodes of the Golden Girls.
Okay, I need to know which one.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
You don't remember
but
the plot?
I didn't know. I know the plot. Like, I know
of
what the
show's thing
about.
You've never
no,
paid
what
attention to?
The episodes you saw, was it
no.
like... You know, was it like the one where Rose has a heart condition?
I was like a little kid, and it was just on. And then
revoke her gay card.
Where Blanche shits her pants at Starbucks.
I'm most.
Did they have? I don't think they had Starbucks back then, dude.
No. He didn't. But yeah, like it just wasn't like on in my house when I was growing up, except for like those couple of times. But
you were raised by terrifying straight people.
I was raised. Yeah, I really was. But I'm
Do you understand the premise of the show?
I absolutely understand the premise
Could
of the show.
Could you explain the premise of the show?
No.
I would love to.
Okay, so it's these old ladies who decided to like.
Go on.
Live together.
Okay, well, I would say
middle age.
Old is a bit much.
At least for me. I mean, Darth is old, but I'm...
Bitch.
There was an episode where Blanche, like, just gets into menopause, so it's not quite
so great.
old.
Uh-huh. They handled menopause, they handled having gay kids, they handled, like, going to sperm donors, handled all the... Which back in the 80s was, like, a big fucking deal.
But it was basically, like, they were all just, like, roommates.
You know, Designing
like,
Women did all that,
dealing
too.
With all... Yeah, I watched Designing Women. I don't know why we didn't watch it. Which makes a lot of sense, my brother and I now.
Don't forget Cagney and Lacey.
We watched a lot of 227 at my house.
Yeah. Facts of Life was big in the Dowd household, too. Mm-hmm.
Never saw Facts of Life?
I never saw it. No.
And again, bunch of girls with one guy.
Kim is young.
I am young. I'm probably the youngest person in this room.
Hell yeah.
For the change.
Different strokes.
For a fucking change.
I fall asleep every night to the TV, and when I wake up, it's Different Strokes and Facts of Life.
Yeah.
And that fucking theme song starts playing, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
All the bad you.
The Facts of Life.
Different strokes for the world.
Different strokes for dicks. And it's the dad for... Yeah, oh yeah. But
that's,
you can't...
That's really...
No. It takes, not for dicks.
It takes
different strokes
to move Different strokes destroyed so many lives.
Yes, it did.
Did it?
Yeah, Gary Coleman, Willis, Dana Plato.
Oh, the guy that... Mr. Carlson.
Yeah, the kids got fucked up.
And Mr. Carlson was treated like a kid toucher.
No, that was WKRP. Oh,
yeah, Carlson was WKRP.
Man, Mr. Drummond.
But they had the kid toucher episode.
Oh,
yeah.
He was the kid toucher.
You're right.
Oh, right.
Gross. What in the hell?
I want you boys to shout my ass.
It was the 80s, Kim.
Kim, and every show had the...
He owned a bike shop.
A very special episode on a very special episode of Different Strokes.
Yeah, very special episode.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
That always came up right around Sweeps Week and ratings. Yeah.
On a very special episode.
On a very special episode of the Worst Little Podcast.
Yep.
No, we're not talking about that.
It's not a topic of our show.
I thought we were skipping the Urban Dictionary segment this week.
I don't know. The show is.
Hey, Nick, can we get a song?
Oh, yeah. You want to cleanse the palate with a song?
I think, yeah. And then let's come back and talk about being thankful for things.
Okay. Well, this one's for my son, who I'll always be thankful for, my Q, my boy, the best thing I ever did was be his dad.
I'm at home and I'm playing with my Legos. The pieces go together only on a bow where they go. I put them all together and break them all down again. Now I'm outside and I'm playing in the tray. Swing like a monkey, and sometimes I'll fall and skin to my knees. And pull myself together and climb up to the top again. I pull myself together and climb up to the top again. The sun's outside and I'm going to the river. And the sun's outside throwing rocks into the river. Outside and I'm going to deliver. And the sun's outside. Then later on when I'm riding on my bike, the best friend and a girl that I kinda like. And ask her if she wants to play, she just smiled and ran away. So back at home and I'm playing with my video games. Another level when it always ends the same. But if I am good and having fun, I'll get a brand new one. But if I am good and having fun, I'll get a brand new one. The sun's outside and I'm going to the river. When the sun's outside, throwing rocks into the river. Outside and I'm going to deliver. When my son's outside, the sun's outside and I'm going to the river. Outside, throwing rocks in the river. Outside and I'm going to deliver. The sun's outside home and I'm playing with my Legos. The pieces go together only out of the way they go. I put them all together and break them all down again. I put them all together and break them all down again. I put them all together and break them all down again, 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 and again, and again.
Nick Ramirez.
Hell yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I miss my fucking Legos.
Aww.
That was the best damn toy I ever got.
You want to buy some?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I had time to sit around and play Legos.
I
That'd
didn't
be
see
so
like Chewy selling back alley Legos.
My daughter's got like a whole tub of them. I'll give you a couple handfuls for $5.
In a couple years here, I might need a couple handfuls of those.
You might
hold on to a few buckets of that. Yeah,
maybe.
It's okay if I take her Legos, right?
No.
I think she has an opinion.
Didn't Riku have Legos to hand down?
No, in various moves, and we didn't have that much space in various houses. Yeah, no, all of her Legos have been donated to other children.
Ah.
No, I'm trying to get Allison to use them to get her prepared for a career in bricklaying.
Yeah.
Just like her daddy.
Yeah. Yep. Tighten up, girl.
Just take her to work with you.
No, not yet. As soon as she can carry a 5-gallon bucket full of mortar, she's coming with me. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
Daddy.
Allie.
Yeah. I wanted to let's take a little Thanksgiving segment here, and we'll do a round robin of what everybody's thankful for, and I'll go first. I'll break the ice. I'm definitely thankful that after 8 years we are still doing this show. it's a pretty amazing project to be a part of. And in those 8 years there have been a lot of public ups and downs in my life, and it's just fantastic to right now be at a place where I have so many opportunities and so many good things happening, from my work over at HQ to my family at home to my home, all of it. I'm very thankful that I'm at a very good point in my life, professionally and personally.
Oh, yeah.
And I think all of you in this room for being a part of my life for the last number of years and a part of making that happen. I'm thankful for being a part of Good Luck Macbeth and the board and making everything happen over there too. It's a really exciting challenge in my life and something that I've always wanted to do. So, I'm thankful for everything all around because this is a good year. This is a good year for the Doubt House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Mine's pretty much close to that. I'm mostly thankful to the Reno music community and how welcoming and open they are to newcomers and welcoming they are of change. When I kind of like started hanging out in Reno, like in the scene a few years ago, I was kind of in like a weird place in my life where I didn't feel like I, you know, belonged at all. And, you know, like being, you know, growing up like a punk kid or whatever, like, you know, I was comfortable with the music scene, but then when I tried to like put my foot in the door and actually try to do something with like my creative energy, I didn't think that I would ever have the opportunity to do any of the stuff that I'm doing now. And it's just because Reno is a very like magical, spectacular, inclusive, accepting, awesome place, and everybody wants to bring you up the ladder with them. So I'm thankful for that.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm thankful for Reno being my home and what a wonderful place it is, but also thankful that due to my career, I get a chance to go and visit and see a lot of other stuff too, because I really like to see other towns and see other places once in a while, and I get paid to go out and do those things. And to always get to go to someplace new and see how different things are is always nice. So I'm lucky to be able to do that. I'm thankful for my career. And, of course, all my friends and family around me, always. Nice. But in particular, being able to be on the road.
Future bricklayer.
Yep.
As a member of the podcast, I guess I'll go next. And then also as a member of the cast. So,
you'll go first.
I'm grateful for all my Reno friends, from my bandmates to my podcast team, all the actors at GLM and the directors and all you guys that keep my life full and colorful with art. And fill me up my days so that I can't do stupid shit like be a drunk or a drug addict or stay home and just masturbate all day long.
And I can still do that.
Yeah.
Believe me.
But I take a long time to warm up, so I really don't have time to even get started for that. My plate is so full, and my, of course, my job and my work that provides the money to keep the roof and the toilet and over me and Mikey's head, who, of course,
more important than anything, above, even Mikey is the roof and the toilet.
The toilet
above all.
Not a roof and toilet, Mikey may not even want to be around.
Fucking A.
Hey, at least you made the top three.
my family, especially Mikey, I'm super.
Damn,
grateful.
Nick, that's fucked up. That was out of context. I said that about something entirely different.
It's totally appropriate.
I couldn't imagine my life if I wasn't with Mikey. She was a missing ingredient, and that made it just rock it. You know, my life rocks. So thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Aww. Rick?
I'm so thankful for all the people that I get to see. Man, I swear to God, this past year has been so many fucking great albums and so many great bands and so many people came through this place. And it was just fucking amazing. I can't even count how many, I mean, all the great things that I got to do. And every one of those was this amazing moment with these individual people. And the period when people are here recording, I feel like I become family with them. And I feel like I'm so close to them. And all of you guys, it's the same thing, except we've been doing it over and over again for 8 years. It's just like it just gets closer and better all the time. And the community, like what Kim said, is so – and it's the theater crowd and the music crowd and the whole – it's all kind of the same thing. But Jesus, it's so welcoming and encouraging and amazing. Every once in a while, I'll meet some a-hole somewhere that's like, man, this town sucks. Yeah. Everybody treats people like shit. And all I think is, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Go to another town and see how awesome everybody is.
Because damn, it's been my experience.
You're doing it wrong, dude.
Everybody fucking lifts up everybody. It's just amazing. I just love this place. I love the people. I can't, there's not a single person that I came across in this past, there's not a single person that I encountered in this past year working that I didn't fucking absolutely enjoy and love the time that I got to spend with them. And it just happens over and over again. How could there be that many good people here? it's just amazing. So yeah, I'm really happy about that. And of course, family and work and all that. Like, and for 10 years, I don't know if I'm going to have money to pay my next month's rent. Because I don't know, like, if the studio's booked or if somebody's going to cancel or if somebody's going to not pay me or whatever. And somehow it just keeps working out.
Yeah. Magic. Working without a net.
I know, for real. It's fucking really exciting. So yeah. So we'll see if the rent gets paid in
December.
Keep
those Patreon donations coming in,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, because there's nobody is booked in December because the month nobody wants to record. So, yeah. I'm like, and I'm just telling myself, man, if you got to take a little time off, that's fucking fine. It's Christmas. I love
it
you guys.
Is, yeah.
You guys are the best.
And
December is a good time
masturbate.
To have time off to spend doing, you know, family-oriented things.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to take December off and just spend my time here in Reno with my family. So
wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice.
But if anybody wants to do an album in December, please call me.
It's hard to get into Dogwater Studios, so
yeah, I'm always booked 2 months out.
Golden opportunity.
If you're ready to go, do it now. Now's the time.
Well, let's shift over to the cast here. We'll start with Bill.
Okay. I'm thankful for my family, even though they're crazy. and I guess my GLM family. Because my brain doesn't work the same way everybody else's does, and at least Chris and Joe don't roll their eyes too much at me.
Joe deals with much crazier people than you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that helps.
True.
I'm allotted 3 eye rolls a year. I use them wisely and sparingly.
Thank you.
I know.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I love you, Bill.
Aw, I love you.
Cute.
Shut up and say what you're thankful for.
This is what I'm thankful for. My adorable godson, Aslan, who is just the light of my life and also the light of Facebook, because anybody who sees photographic evidence of him knows how special he is. He's beautiful, and I love him. I'm seeing him tomorrow and babysitting him. He's my little pumpkin muffin, and I just love him. I do. It just fills my heart.
Chris is gonna cry.
He's almost as cute as my son.
That's fair. I'll let you have it.
Bias.
I mean, I'm a breeder, so whatever.
I know. I'm in like total baby fever right now. I want like 12 of them. It's fine.
I went through that, and then I made, Riku, and now.
You made Riku?
No, he was part of the, not like directly. Yeah.
I wanted a baby so bad before Riku came.
Same. Riku turned you off to the whole parenthood thing.
But at the same time, she's... Yeah.
She's rad.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. I'm really glad
Literally.
I have her.
Yep.
Yeah.
To teach you that lesson.
Are you her godfather, Rick?
Yes. Well, unofficial. I'm not her real godfather, according to the Catholic Church.
I am.
Right.
No, you're her father.
No, I know.
But she has, but the godfather,
it's my brother, it's my brother Colin is her godfather.
But the godfather's job is to help her in her spiritual development, and I'm the one who takes her to church every week, so I am her unofficial godfather.
That's right.
You're like the godfather without the financial responsibility.
Step godfather.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Ian?
Oh, I didn't know. Chris, are you done?
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah, we...
That was a lot to be thankful for.
I know. Similar. I kind of fell into the theatrical scene here in Reno. It was not part of the plan. I was on a different trajectory. And I'm so thankful that I get to do this every single day. And I'm so excited about who I get to meet and who I get to work with. And it's really such a fun and beautiful, eclectic group of people who come to just make great art and, you know, try to tell amazing stories and try to have an impact on our culture and society. And it's really phenomenal. So I love GLM. I also just love the theater community here in Reno. It's really blossoming, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
Hmm. Yep, it is.
Cool.
Yeah. Pass.
Well, I'll start with the family stuff. I have a new niece named Bridget.
No.
Awesome.
Like you said months. That like she's a bandier, like she's a horrible thing in here.
I have a new niece,
and her name is Bridget.
Her name is Bridget. And I don't know why I laid it on so thick with the tones, but
it's no, hard
she's
to say Bridget.
She's completely. Beautiful. My nephew Micah is just a wonderful presence. And then when artistically, I think I really am thankful for the fact that I can still get excited about music. New music, older music I discover. Like, it is astounding to me that people can take a couple of chords, you know what I mean, and just turn it into something new. Like, you just don't expect it, you know? There's cool, beautiful, artistic stuff being made all the time, and I get to experience a lot of it with my actual line of work, which is insane to think about. And I'm really thankful to be able to have a space to perform and with wonderful people that make me laugh and make me inspired on the daily. So I want to thank you all of you guys. It has led me to my performing has led me to be here and to know you guys. So it's just right. It's gorgeous. And yeah, Reno, echoing Rick, yeah, Reno is beautiful. It's a beautiful place, yeah. And it's really blossomed, I think. So yeah,
awesome.
Man. Yeah, I did. I had a guy in the bar last night who was saying, "Oh man, this place is awful." Yes, I had him right there on the top of the bar, arguing about it the whole time,
sexually.
But no, it's like, "Oh, this town is crap. There's no good bands. None of the kids. There's no real punk rock here. Nobody's doing anything in this town." And I just, what are you talking about?
Like, what are you
there's
doing?
There's stuff happening every night of the week in this town. Yeah. You just, I mean,
name me a type of music you like, sir. I will tell you who to go see right now.
And admittedly, on Sunday night at 11 p.m., no, there's not a lot happening. It might have to do with the hour you were choosing to look for entertainment, sir.
But you could have found some entertainment someplace. Like, sounds like he was just being negative.
That was yesterday?
Yeah. He was a hater.
Yeah.
Did you tell him just wait a few hours because they've got live music coming right up? Rory's Sunday Services?
There's plenty of other cities.
After that.
Oh, it was 1 a.m. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Plenty of other cities to hate. If you want to move, that'd be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, his day job may have been bus driver, but during the night,
don't
he
let the
complains.
Reno Arch hit your ass on the way out.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
My second job is that I complain a lot. It's kind of a vocation.
Oh man,
it's a calling.
But yeah, we live in a great place, and we're all pretty fucking thankful to be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a great
we all appreciate
sum up.
It.
Yeah.
All and right. We hope you listeners are like not are still listening at this point and haven't tuned out.
We're
yet.
Grateful and thankful for you.
We are very grateful for the people out there. I mean the growth that we've seen in this show and the listenership and the feedback we get from everybody. It means a lot to us. It's been tremendous.
It's been a good little stretch of growth we've had here lately. It's pretty awesome. I'm glad we're still doing this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thankful for Cadillac Kim.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
I mean, no, keep going.
Yeah. Probably still be doing
it. We talked so much shit in that podcast thing about how great you were.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh,
the other four of us would still be doing this, but Kim has been like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
It really would only be like 12 people listening. Yeah. Instead of quite literally the hundreds
her
of people listening
and,
every week now.
Yeah,
so.
Enthusiasm is really a lot better than us old men sitting around.
Well, nowadays, our posts get like thousands of views and stuff.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Before there was like 12, like you said. Well,
hey, I got like 70 people to listen to us 1 week.
That's true.
But even when we sucked, there was still 1,000 bands because it's fucking Reno.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We're never going to run out of talent in this city.
Nope. We're closing awesome. Our
always somebody doing
season
something.
Here.
Yeah,
shortly. Just a few more episodes and take us into the new year. And then
we're going
to
be about 340-something episodes by the end of this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wrap your head around
we
that.
Gonna get Riku and Allison in this year for Christmas special.
My family should be here.
As long as somebody doesn't need her mouth washed out with soap.
Just got a text that Girl Scouts was canceled that night anyway, so I don't even have to skip Girl Scouts to be here.
Excellent. Right. Oh, it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, everybody.
I'm so excited.
My heart is warm.
I have to start making now my list of things that were terrible for Riku to say.
Yeah.
You're not gonna
after all this positivity, you're just gonna like write down curse words. And, like.
Allison won't say cunt, so don't try to make her.
Don't fake it.
How you know this because you've tried to make her?
Yeah,
no.
Because like,
I told her you can't say cunt.
Oh. But you mean it.
Is it something she might say if you had not given her that
I
direction?
I doubt it. She's a sweet kid. She knows better. She's only cussed one time and told her not to do it anymore, and then she didn't do it again.
That's so
but do you remember when she was trying to learn how to talk and you said, fork, Allie? And she said, fuck.
Yeah. Well, that was
well,
different.
Every little
beach,
kid,
Allie.
Rick. Yeah. Jeez.
Bitch.
And she was trying to.
That's easy.
That was the
she
best.
She was playing soccer at school, and the ball got away from her, and she said, "Fucking ball!" And like, you can't say that, babe.
She's do you want to do that?
At least she used it correctly.
Yeah, she did.
She's her father's daughter. Yeah.
She'll know how to cuss right when she grows up, but for now, she's fine. Fucking ball.
should we get Nick's participation? Get another song?
Sure.
Yeah. I gotta hit the road.
Oh, okay.
I got somewhere to be at 9. So.
Oh yeah, you got a hot date. That's right. Yeah.
Well, not really. I'm going to go drinking with Justin Sharp for a while.
That's a hot date.
Are we running that late already? Is it early?
No, I just told him I'd be there at 9, so you guys are good to go. Have a good show. It's nice meeting you guys.
Wait, and say hi to Justin for us.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Later, guys.
Goodbye, Chewbacca. We'll see you later, I hope. If you're not in Winnemucca, you'll be back on the show. I love you, Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
Mm-hmm. A little gay.
You guys.
That whole relationship.
A little gay for you.
Yep. Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
When you hang out with Chewie, you're like, am I Han Solo or am I some other guy?
Chewie's coming back into the room to hear what we're saying. Oh, wait, no. No, he left his jacket.
Oh, okay.
All right. But yeah, let's have another little song. We'll talk some more details about the show and the run here. And yeah.
This is this one goes out to Mikey and all the girls I've ever loved.
Is this a sing along?
You can sing if you know the words.
Can we sing along? It's not what I think it is.
Maybe if I didn't come at all, and baby, if you knew I was wasted, maybe if I didn't break the law, maybe if I came to me in a dream, or maybe if I wished upon a star, baby, if you never really knew me. Must be heaven sent. I'm out of my head and I'm so in love with you. Maybe if I want a lot of money, maybe if I put my shit in pawn, baby, if you never found me funny, if I only made you yawn, maybe if you came to me in a dream, maybe if I wished upon a star, baby, if you never really loved me, maybe if you don't know who you are. And I'm out of my head, it came and went, you must be heaven sent. I'm out of my head and I'm so in love with you. Such an asshole. Maybe if I was half as cool as you. Maybe if I was a super genius. Obviously I'm not. Maybe if I didn't have a clue. And I'm out of my head, it came and went. You must be heaven sent. I'm out of my head and I'm so in love with you. I'm out of my head, it came and went. Must be heaven sent. I'm out of my head and I'm so in love with you.
Fucked up the verses on that.
Nice.
Oh, well.
Done.
But you're right. Mikey is so fucking rad.
Yeah.
Dude, I got to spend the whole weekend with Mikey and the gang and fucking, because we were recording Eddie and the Subtitles this last weekend, which is fucking amazing. They're just releasing the one we did 2 years ago. And we're recording the next one before we're releasing the previous one.
Excellent. I think that's the way you do it, man.
Fuck yeah. So there's one like already in the hopper for next. So the next one's coming out quick. But holy shit, dude. Being around Mikey is like, is like all the best parts, all the what my childhood was supposed to be like. You know what I mean? Like what my childhood would have been like if it was happy. if I wasn't constantly in my head thinking about what a piece of shit I was all the time. Mikey's just like this little bit of magic that like walks into my house and her smile and her hugs. And she's just fucking just a little bit, just the right kind of crazy. And God.
Well, for her too, man. Like she maintains that innocence that could have been easily taken away from her. From the situation that she grew up in, she was babysitting the other kids and no one was really looking after her for a while. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but
I don't even know what her childhood was like.
She's a very resilient person hanging on to her childlike qualities. And she really gives out that love to everybody else too. You know,
she's so fucking rad.
We love Mikey.
She wants to have fun, and she wants people to be happy, and she wants to hear laughs, and she's the funniest person I know.
Fuck yeah,
God, she's awesome. Anyway, yeah.
So
let's talk about my wife some more. She rules.
Golden Girls. Speaking of your wife, Golden Girls. It's not really a good segue, but it's all I got.
Dorothy is my ex-wife. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but
what?
It's kind of a segue. Kind of a segue.
Kim has no idea.
I'm not yet. That's cool.
Golden Girl.
Papa Bill.
Yeah.
Anything?
Golden Shower.
When does the show open?
So we open November 30th.
No, wait, honey. Explain to the nice gentleman.
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
That's right.
Right. Golden Girls. Yeah, don't search it on YouTube. I mean, on fucking Pornhub.
RedTube, yeah.
Yeah.
When does it open?
November 30th, and we run through December 22nd.
Excellent. Are there any matinees?
There are lots of matinees.
Is there a Wednesday night performances? Because that's the only one I can make.
Like an artist
there
night
be a fucking
or
a preview night?
Bill, will you pull it up?
I think there's at least one, if I remember correctly.
So.
I think it's like an artist
but
night.
Are there Sunday matinees night. Throughout the whole run? Or?
Yes, every Ooh. Sunday.
Wow. That's cool. What time on Sundays?
2 p.m.
Mm.
So you can have brunch, come see a show, still have your day. Mm-hmm.
And then come get a drink at my bar. Yeah.
Right? The show's probably going to run about an hour to an hour and 15, so.
Okay, so not the longest thing in the world.
No.
Nice. Any nights with multiple performances?
No.
Unless just we curious. Get drunk and do it again.
Well, Chris looks at me like I'm
I don't
the
know.
Authority
I don't know.
On that.
I don't know why I looked at you.
I'm going to say no.
No.
And you can, of course, get your tickets on Brown Paper Tickets or through the Good Luck Macbeth website.
Correct.
That you can find at goodluckmacbeth.org.
I heard we're like a quarter sold out already.
Yes. We are already at 371 tickets.
But it's like the midterms. Don't pay attention to the polls. Still vote and still buy tickets.
Correct.
Right. I mean, like, yeah, they're going fast, so buy yours early. Vote early.
Yes.
Vote early, vote often.
Exactly.
That's what I always say.
Well, and this is going to be one of those shows that you're going to want to bring your friends to. So you're going to see it, and then you're going to want to see it again.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so good.
Well, I could watch those Golden Girls episodes over and over again, so why wouldn't I want to see this over and
Precisely.
Over again?
Correct.
And there's room for improv. Like, there's some lines we just toy with it. With, you know, we say something different every time. So.
Syphilis.
Bill.
Syphilis.
Pineapple.
Such as.
Bill.
What?
The Bill. Live show is going to be so much funnier than just watching the television show. I mean.
It's always better with an audience, too. You never get to watch the Golden Girls with a room full of fucking people.
Right, unless you were back there in the 80s. Didn't they film in front of a live studio audience?
It certainly sounds like they did.
Sounds like it, but I don't know. They never said it. Like, cheers.
Yeah, when they don't say it, that's usually because it's canned.
Oh,
damn. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
Like Punky Brewster.
No, there was an audience. I remember hearing an interview with one of the girls and them bitching about how Rose, or no, Sophia couldn't remember her lines.
Hey, Estelle
Getty. She would slow down the fuck. Yeah, Estelle Getty
would,
like, fuck up her lines.
Was Golden Girls filmed before a live studio audience?
And here's where Siri fails us. This is what I found on the internet.
Is it just giving the history of
Golden Girls? Yeah, totally. It's not. You know.
Why is it a British lady on your phone?
It's Australian.
He told it to be Australian. No.
And she calls me my liege.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
I didn't know you could program it.
Mine's
so well.
A British dude, and I told him to call me Governor.
Boy. Dick Odingo. So I was in fucking...
I always get emails for my liege.
Dude, I was at we got done with a big show we saw, and we stepped out and we were in Oakland, and I just picked up my phone and was all, Siri, where's the nearest gay bar? He said, 1 mile up the street, Gavna. Fuck yeah, it is. That's how I roll.
We do have a Wednesday show. We have two of them.
Yes!
Do it.
There we go. Thank you, Bill.
I need one of those.
We have December 5th is a Wednesday and December 19th.
Oh, that's right after my birthday. Happy birthday to Rick.
Happy birthday. We'll do a birthday show for you.
Yeah, Rory's is sooner, though. Yes, the birthday show. Yes. 19th.
Oh, well, we should probably mention that here at
Mary
this
Anarchy.
Point.
Mary Anarchy.
Yes, my birthday once again falls on the Saturday of Mary Anarchy this year. Mary Anarchy 2018, a benefit for Otto von Danger, famed Burning Man artist and Reno guy who does things and yells at people a lot. Also, a former U.S. Marine, and we were helping him out with some money issues and some troubles he's had lately, dealing with some PTSD and a couple other scenarios. Nick, you know a little bit more about what's going on.
With what?
He's not even listening. I was going to play a terrible sample, but it wasn't appropriate after that we were talking about the guy and not
I
the
just
event.
Took my heads off for a second. What were you saying?
Otto. Let us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Mary Anarchy here.
Otto von Danger. Awesome dude. Look up Burned Wall Street. Look up Frog Bat. He's an artist. He's a DPW guy. He was a Reno transplant for a minute when he was doing some of that building for the Burning Man. And he's a fuck your day monkey. He's from the Jub Jub tribe. Always camped out with us out there at Burning Man. He suffers from PTSD and the Gulf War syndrome. So he was a Marine in the Gulf War.
And he's an old fuck like the rest of
us. Yeah, and he's getting older, and we're Facebook friends, and I see him all year long. He's got his ups and his downs. And dude needs help from time to time, periodically. And I figured, well, this is the year that we're going to help Otto out. And unfortunately, the thing about once I pick somebody is I pick that person and I can't go back. Right. And I don't share anymore. I tried that 1 year with Emily, God rest her soul. She was grateful for the money we gave her, but it would have been so much more fantastic to be all, hey, here's twice as much money, you know, that year. So then we did it for Emily again, where she got everything. And I'm thankful that I got to know Emily, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that in. I was thinking that too.
And
her celebration of life last week was very beautiful, very touching, a lot of kind words from people in her life. And it was good to be there amongst so many people that knew and loved her.
Yeah, good friend of the show. And to me, Otto is one of those friends. Now, for a different direction than, you know, sweet Emily, Otto's a hard-ass fucking Marine Viking guy. You know, he's from Bahala. But a true defender of life and liberty and the American way. And I love that dude. And from afar, I mean, we're not the best friends in the world, but I picked him this year, and that's who our winter ball's for. Great guy. Look him up. Like I said, he did some wonderful art out of Burning Man.
Mm-hmm.
He also, I think he runs Bacon Fest every year, which is just a festival about bacon in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
And who doesn't love bacon? I mean, besides vegetarians. Who secretly wish they could love bacon.
So Nick, totally fill us in, too, on Friday and Saturday. We've got some pretty phenomenal acts. We've got some of our regular standard acts. We've got the Tom Plunkett on Friday. We've got the One Ton Dooley late on Saturday. But
do you have it pulled up? I got a picture.
No, I was just kind of talking until you could pull the image
pull
up.
Pull this shit up right here.
I was trying to cover for you.
We got all right. So the first night,
I'm excited for a band from LA.
First night is we got our headliners, Pink Awful.
Yes,
whose recording is amazing. I heard from
Bob Conrad.
Bob
Conrad says it's awesome.
Roxy Colley, we got a really good spot this year because I'm going to be doing Golden Girls. I'm going to have to come to Mary Anarchy later, so we put Roxy Colley in a really sweet spot. Plus, this year with...
Sexually.
Roxy is not going to play our old songs anymore, so this is the last time you can hear these songs for a while.
No way.
And then we're only going to come up with brand new songs for the next year and not play out with old songs.
That's...
Until we get another record under our belt, and then maybe we'll pull a few out from the old record.
I wish the Cure would do that.
Admirable goal.
Yeah, we figure that's what's going to keep the life in our band, is not to just play the same fucking record for 4 or 5 years and then be like, you know, like create new shit. Or
yeah, be like Murder Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Murder Rock inspires us. Very big.
Fucking come out with an album every 6 months.
The Vague Choir, who's fucking phenomenal, man. That singer, Mark Ernest, the drummer, the bass, they're all...
This is all Friday
expert
night?
Expert musicians, yes. Yeah. Oh, Weapons of Mass Creation.
Oh, my God, I love them.
Joe Atax, Pan Pantoja, Eric.
Eric, one of our biggest Patreon supporters, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, we love you, Eric.
We love you, Eric. And thank you.
Give
we
us got, a dollar, we'll say your name.
All right, Basement Tapes, Moons of Vega.
Fuck yeah. Oh, my God, Moons of Vega's back. They've been gone.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Nerve, who is Dee Dee's...
From Kittenhead.
Ooh,
her band. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that.
What does Kittenhead look like when it's not Kittenhead?
She's the only one. It has nothing to do with Kittenhead.
Well,
it's
but I picture her face. And then what was her surrounded by other people? Is there dudes in this band? We'll find out.
I don't know what, I don't know what it is, but I heard it's really good. Okay. And when she, you know, when... Dee Dee says, hey, can I play Mary Anarchy? You say, of course you can play Mary Anarchy. Philip Bendejo, one of my new favorite comedy.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I think Kevin. He's great.
And we all know.
Shit in your hand, rub it on your chest.
Thank you.
That's the other meaning of Gigi. It's the Golden Girls episode.
Allen.
Yeah.
Gigi live at the... Wow.
Yeah.
A tribute to Gigi Allen.
Anything can be a catchphrase if you say it enough times.
And then Saturday we got headliners. We know we have a problem. Eddie and the subtitles. One Till Dooley.
Fuck.
Lysol Toast, which is...
Dude!
I've been waiting to hear this.
Is he better?
We've all been waiting to hear this.
Is Dan better?
Oh, yeah. Dan's thumb is... Right? is okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he got hurt.
Yeah, he
Yeah, he cut his thumb off.
Tried to cut his thumb off. Yeah.
Shit.
Which sucks for a drummer.
And a woodworker.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's why we haven't heard them, because you know, he tried to cut his thumb off. But anyway.
A couple of special things. Dump Your Boyfriends, which if you don't know...
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
That was Marianne's favorite local band.
Yeah.
Was Dump Your Boyfriends. It's a...
Old school Reno punk rock.
Pop punk?
Straight from the basements of Reno.
But very catchy, poppy tune. Like, Blink-182 ain't got shit on Dump Your Boyfriends, as far as I'm concerned. And then we got Wiley Savage from Los Angeles, which is Alain Berton
and Jeremy Morrow, good friends from
Strega
back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, I still got this. Now that's Dane, that's not the two of those guys, but Dane was with them.
He used to be.
What was their band?
It was
Merkin.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then this band from San Diego, Sluka, who asked me 6 months ago to be on the bill for this. And I was okay, well, you're the very first ones to sign up. Yeah, absolutely. Sluka from San Diego.
Very
cool.
Look
that up. Two Inch Fist, which is Mr. Sergeant Baker's from our show, the rad intern who was a host a little bit, like a co-host.
Dude.
You know Rick
Baker.
Yeah. His band, Two Inch Fist, he hit me up. He's like, I got a new thing. Sure, Rick, you're on the bill. Junk, which is rad. They're coming back. Like, we have a whole section of kids here. We got the Junk, the Aaron Drive. Oh, wait, Riku was bad, so no Princess Bombs this year.
No Princess Bombs.
Yeah, we
this
left
year.
Princess Bombs off of the list. And it wasn't because she was bad this year. It's just timing's not working out. We haven't had any time to prepare. She's totally okay with it.
Oh, she didn't. She okay, good.
Yeah, we just didn't have time to really prepare. Just the baby this year, all bets are off.
Okay. Well, and then before that, we have this rad little section. It's Tom Plunkett, then Outlaw Kindred, and then Cowboy Indian to start us off on Saturday.
Nice.
So if you want to see some killer shit, come early on Saturday, dude. I put some killers up at the front of the show.
This is a hell of a Mary Anarchy. This is a really good show you put together this year.
Jeff Dunn, Doyle, me, liking... Mary Anarchy, dude. It's December 7th and 8th, Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. 3 o'clock on Saturday, 5 o'clock on Friday.
Hosted by yours truly, Reverend Rory Dowd. I'll be there all day, every day.
Mikey's going to help for me when I can't be there for the Golden Girls part. Dude,
and it's what, like $10?
$10.
That's like a dollar a band or something.
Yeah, it's $10 and it goes to Otto and he's going to use it and get by another year or two. You know, who knows how far we can stretch the money we make for him.
The more you donate, the longer he has.
Yeah. Save Otto's life.
What?
That's always way too loud.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes Billy needs saving, and that's why his friends throw a show.
I'm seriously thankful.
The more you give, the longer he lives.
For all you merry anarchists out there who have not been yet and who will be there in the future, because we ain't going anywhere. We'll just keep doing this.
Unconventional merry anarchists.
Mm. That's right. Yep. That's right. That's right. So you guys want to hear a song about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then I think, I want to say thank you once again to the guys of the cast here. We're all looking forward to Golden Girls.
Hey, as are we. Thank you.
Fuck.
And thank you to all of you listeners out there once again. We wouldn't be doing this if you weren't listening.
Oh, give us money. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. That's it. That's a whole plug.
Thanks. Give giving. Us money. See? Yeah. Thank you. Give us money.
Give us
Thanks
money.
For listening.
We're
now
very
give
thankful
us money.
For your giving. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Thank you. Okay, so, Nick, can we sing along? Can we all sing along?
Absolutely. If all you know right. the word, sing along.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Worst Little Podcast, for everybody here, this is Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short. We really, truly love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I'm thankful for my guardian angel.
If I was to tell you that I was an astronaut, would you come with me on my rocket ship? And if you said,
hell yeah,
and that you wanna come, I'd let you sit shotgun with me on our trip. If I was to tell you that I was an Eskimo, would you come with me to my cool igloo?
Sexually.
And if you said,
hell yeah,
and that you wanna come,
wanna come,
wanna come,
I'd get you a fish and kiss noses with you. Sometimes it's hard to feel like a real human being. Sometimes it's hard to say all the things you mean to me. If I was to tell you that I was from Hollywood,
like Wiley Savage,
would you come with me in my fancy car?
Is it a Porsche or a limousine?
And if you said,
hell yeah,
and that you wanna come, wanna come, wanna come, I'd put you in movies 'cause you're a porn star. If I was to tell you that I was a sailing man, would you come with me and live on the sea? And if you said,
hell yeah,
and that you wanna come,
wanna come,
wanna come,
I'd name my and sometimes it's hard to feel like a real human being. Sometimes it's hard to say all the things you mean to me. Sometimes it's hard.
Everybody whistle. Everybody yeehaw. Yeehaw! I'm very thankful for that. That's funny, right?
If I was to tell you that I wasn't anyone.
Anyone?
Anyone. Would you come with me? I've nowhere to go.
Nowhere, Nevada.
And if you said,
hell yeah,
and that you wanna come,
wanna come,
wanna come, I'd ask you to marry me, then take you home. Sometimes it's hard to feel like a real human being, and sometimes it's hard to say all the things you mean to me.
Everybody!
Sometimes it's hard to feel like a real human being, and sometimes it's hard to say all the things you mean to me. Sometimes it's hard
sexually right now.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Dogwater Studios?
Why won't you lay any eggs?
I don't know.